Okay, let's start. My name is Leif Brenner. I'm a PM on the Excel team. I mean, working on a lot of the charting and pivot charting and visual analytics stuff we have in Excel. Also working on Excel pivot tables for a long time, and used to be in an old product called Performance Point. That's a way, way back there. Yay. Anyway, what we're gonna talk about today is analyzing and visualizing in Excel 2016. This is an instructor-led lab, so a lot of the stuff you do yourself. I'm gonna do the lab first, and you can just look it afterwards and do step-by-step instruction myself. I have a couple of teammates with me, starting over there, one old guy back there, and then in the corner over there. We'll help out as well if you have questions for it. So that is basically the thing. We're gonna go, before I start anything, there is a slide before, I'm sure. This is the Excel user voice. So any feedback you have about Excel, please go to Excel user voice. It's gonna where we get capture all the feedback from our end users, and it really helps us prioritize and kind of find the right thing next. We kind of changed in Excel the last couple of years. So for people having a subscription of Excel, we kind of add our features every month for things. We only look at a few guys, we're gonna add for next, so that's a good thing to do. There's also a similar class on edX, which is a free class that you guys take as well to see, learn more about how to do things in Excel. A little bit of depth in what we have right now, but it's gonna be a good starting point for you as well. So, the agenda today is first talk about briefly about how people do analysis in Excel today. They use VLOOKUP, they use pivot tables, the functionality of those things. And then we're gonna go through and use the get and transform, or what people call Power Query before in Excel 2016. We're gonna show there how we enable some import of text files, some database, merging files. We're gonna do some Excel import as well. We're gonna do some basic stuff in Excel data modeling, looking around how to create data tables, relationship, hierarchies. And there's no DAX in this session, by the way, okay? It's no DAX at all. It's a good thing about me, that's what it is. And the last time we're looking at the data in Excel. So we have the data model in Excel. We're gonna create some pivot charts, the slicers, use the quick explore functionality to do drill down and drill across. That's about it, we'll take how it goes. Okay, so if you think about user journey for BI, we're focused on these three things here, right? You're getting data, and analyzing data in Excel, or Power BI when you use. I visualize those things at Excel or other Power BI tools. I publish those things and I consume it. So our focus today is those three first steps, okay? A lot about things getting data into analyzing, and then we're doing some basic stuff in analysis and visualization as well, okay? So let me see, I can do this thing. Can you switch screen, 2 seconds? Awesome. So this is a Excel workbook today. Let me just take away some of the Chrome here. So pretty basic, right? To have slicers on top, if you guys knew slicers. We have a pivot chart, and I can, of course, slice this data as well to see, hey, how is sales going for bikes versus accessories? And that's how people often do Excel workbooks today. They have a kind of rich kind of a dashboard. But of course, beneath this, they have a set of other sheets, right? So we have now sales data. This is basically my data table in Excel. And each information of the table data has some customer information. This is coming from a VLOOKUP table. So I'm now getting data about customers from my VLOOKUP table as well. So let's add that as well to my thing. So unhide customers. And now there's another table have customers and so on and so forth. And if I change these particular status here, of course, all the VLOOKUP will go, if I can see here. You see it's processing all the data, right? Take a little time before it gets updated again. So the problem with VLOOKUP is great functionality, and people use match index as well. It's great functionality, but it gets a little bit more hairy and error prone and performance wise with things. And that's why we added in Excel 2013 was a thing we call the Excel data model, which basically is a Power Pivot data model, as you guys know before. And think about data model as a database in Excel, that's all it is, right? A database Excel that you can model, change, and get data into it, and use DAX to change it, and also use pivot tables and pivot chart to analyze data from those things. So, can you switch again? Thank you. In 2016, the version of 2016, how many of you use 2016, Office 2016? Wow, impressive. Thank you. We added a new change in the data type. So the data type in Excel has been there for many, many years. If you went to Teledata before, you went to kind of the MS query and other way to connect to databases. But in 2016, this is now called Get and Transform, which is the thing right there. Well, and that's now using the same kind of stack as the Power Query stack, right? So we're using the way kind of same connectors and all gets into our Excel data model. So let's go and show a quick little demo. So before I go in here, sort of sitting down for this, but on your screen, can I switch screen in? You should have a folder called HOL16. This is all documents right now, and on the HOL documents, there is a set of labs there as well. So what I think about doing is I've gone through the lab first quickly, and you guys can do themselves afterwards, okay? That's kind of the way the plan is going for today. So the first thing you do is just import some data into Excel with Power Query, Get and Transform. So let's close this file and open up Excel. Okay, so the first thing we want to do is we have some data for Texas and New York, and we want to import this CSV file into Excel and understand kind of which state is doing best so far in this organization. So to get to here, I go into data. I can choose now new query and then choose from file. Okay. Let me just step out just actually. So these options here, of course, is over exchange. For us, is all the data providers we have right now in Excel, and we're adding more and more as we go along. In this case, we're going to support some. We're going to look at some database and some file import. Okay, so one thing is this a CSV file that happened to be on my desktop, and I'm going to take this one table. This file here, import it. And the first thing I'm seeing is basically connecting the file, and we'll open up a query editor. So the query editor is basically our way to consume and work with this query data. And a couple of things important here, of course, we have a ribbon to do certain actions. We have a name of the query. This is used later in the data model to see the data itself. Okay, perfect. And again, I'll just do it quick, and you guys do it after, okay, if you want to. In here, I can change the name if you want to. This is a sales data. And each of these steps will happen in the query as well. So a couple of things I want to do here is I want to remove some of my columns in this CSV file. So I don't care about the product ID. I don't care about the manufacturer right now. And I don't care about IsCompete. And I can just right-click here and remove columns. So this is not going to be imported to my database or my data model. I also see that I have data for state and country. And that information is all in the city column here, right? Which is basically expense report, New York, USA. So what I want to do is I want to just have a city information. I don't need the state information. So to do that, I'm just going to right-click and split this column. So split column by delimiter. Basically gives me ability to split by a delimiter in the model, in the database. In this case, I just do a leftmost delimiter, which basically takes the first entry of comma. And now I have now two different columns here, one for city, one for the remaining information, which is New York and US. I don't need this state, so I can just remove this. And then I will change his name to, I will change his name by double-clicking on it. To city. The last thing I will do now is just change the type here. So it's important in the database to have the right type. So I like to put here a currency, which means it's a currency value. The last thing I do right now is close and load. And close and load basically allows you to load into to either to the Excel sheet or into the data model. In this case, I have a couple options to do. I can use a table. And table basically means I create a query tables in Excel, which are the data. I can choose only create connection, which basically means I have a connection to the data sources, all the query itself. And I can choose to have added to data model. And this basically create connection and added data into my data model, which I want to use right now. So let's just try this. And you see on the right side now, all my queries loaded. It's about 33,000 rows. It's loaded in my database. There's nothing in the sheet itself. It's just in the background as well. So to get this data, I want to create a quick pivot table here. So just insert pivot table. And in 2016, we have this new functionality which basically says, hey, if there's a data model, we will automatically connect to that data model. This is the piece right here. In previous versions, you had to go a couple more steps. So in this case, I want to find out how my states did. So I'm going to add my revenue to my values field. And you see it's automatically formatted because of the currency stuff. And I go to my state. To my level, so I'm now New York and Texas. Now, actually, one thing I want to change here was I want to change the label for New York and Texas. So I can do that in my query. So let's go back to my data again and choose my show queries. Let's edit this query again. I'm going to do one more step. So all the steps are in memory here, right? Do one more step, which basically change the value of New York to Texas, okay? New York to NY to New York, sorry. So I go right click, replace values, reduce New York, and I do New York. You can spell better there. And then the same thing for Texas, I'm going to remain as well. Okay, so replace values with Texas. There we go. And I will load this data again. And you see right now, I can see a date for New York and Texas update automatically. Okay, so if you guys can go to the HOL documents, look at the lab called Git and Intro to Get and Transform, and do the first kind of lab that was basically importing a CSV file, if you can follow along. The Windows password. Oh my gosh, I don't know. That I do not know.
I can put it up on screen here real quick if you
can. You have it back there?
Yes.
So yeah, basically looking for is you guys to do the lab called here. Import your first text file. And that's the password right there. So let's do the next kind of task for us up today. So right now we imported a text file, a CSV file. Now, often you want to connect to a database in this case, and in our scenario, we have a salesperson who has data in a database, having to be accessed right now, could be any SQL Server database and so forth, which is all his domestic sales data. He also have international sales data, which is coming from CSV files we have before, but that's kind of multiple CSV files, so we can try to combine both the database and the text files into one kind of query for itself. Okay, so let's do those things. I'm just going to create a new sheet here. And then data and choose new query. In this case, I want to go from a database. And the database in this case is an Access database. This should be on desktop and data import and then Excel BI AC CD. And now I'll do is list all the different tables in an Access database. So you can select multiple selections here, so select all of them. And again, I'll edit this query in the Power Query, in the Query Editor. Okay. So what you see now is basically it's four queries, one for each table in a database, locations, manufacturer, products, and sales. I want to do a couple of things in this query before I import it into Excel. So a couple of things I want to do is, this is data for multiple countries, and what I want to do is link my sales data to my country or location data. Now, often there is, you know, there are zip codes, and zip codes are unique in a country, but not across countries. So I want to have a way to make these zip codes and country code be a unique code for each location. And one way to do those things is to merge two tables together. So I'll take my zip code, control click, and click on country, and then go to add column and choose merge columns. This actually creates a new column in this particular query. And let's call this just zip country. Zip country. And you'll see right now is a new column is created in this query, which basically is the combination of zip and country. Now, I'll do this both in locations and the sales table. So later on, when I combine all the data from multiple places into one database, I can now combine a link together as well then. So let's go to sales. I see sales have the same things here. Just click zip and country. And I choose add merge columns. By the way, if you do these things and right-click and choose merge columns, you will create one, you will just create a combination of both columns right here. Just call it merge, for example. And we see is now is I remove the other ones and just create one combination. So in this case, you want to add a column. So just take this step away and do this the right way, zip in country, and choose, not this one, merge columns. And it's called the same thing, which is zip in country. And you see later on when we do a pivot table on this thing that actually this is how we create a relationship between these two tables. I also don't need all the data right now for this particular import, so I can just change this type. First of all, I don't want date and time, just change the date. And I want to change this, I want to filter this to be the last date of after 2014. So just put date for it and 12/31/2014. And the last thing I want to do is just to change the type for revenue to something's happening there. Yep. So before, just change type to currency. Again, this helped me to make an easier way in my database afterwards. So basically, all these steps here are showing what I've done so far in this report. So again, I choose file and close and load to. Now, as you see, I don't know every time I choose connection and I want to add this data model. This can be sometimes tedious. I'll just do this once right now. Click load and we'll load all the data. There's a way for us to automate those things if you always will have this data in your database versus the Excel table. So if this is done, if we go into file and options, and under advanced, you can see there is something called way down there on the data tab. Basically, say preferred Excel data model when creating pivot tables, query tables, and data connection. That means that by default, it's always loading into data model versus in the Excel table. It's kind of helpful for you guys who don't have to do all the time. So you can check this as well. Okay. So right now, I loaded all the data from the database. The next thing I want to do is I want to combine this data from a set of CSV files which are stored in a folder. So I have my data ready, repo query, and I'm going to add now a data from my folder. So you go to folder, and now it's an option to choose folder here. Now it happened to be in your machine, it should be on your desktop, data import international sales. There we go, and click OK. And it will take those files into a location. This basically is the list of all the files in that folder. Now I want to, I don't care about the information as much, I want to go one level down, right? So if I click on the binary file, I will zoom down into that particular file called California sales. If I click on these two arrows right here, I will now merge all those sales into one particular file right now. So now I have basically all information from all the files into one kind of query. There's one more thing I need to do, which basically is, since I have like four files, each file has their header, right? So you see here before I choose like promoted headers. This is my CSV file this is the first row in the file, right? Which has the header information. I can promote headers, which basically tells me the product ID and date and so on and so forth. What I'm gonna do now is, below in this file, there's multiple headers. I want to remove those headers for my import. To do those things, I just click on the zip file here. So one example doing it. And let's drop the button here. And for text filters, I'm just going to say does not equal, yes, it's fine, does not equal zip, which is the header, right? I'm assuming there's no zip code called zip. So now I'm going to move that from the file. And then the same as last time, I just click on zip and country. I want to merge together, right? So I want zip and country. And choose to add column, merge column. Let's go here. Zip country, merge columns, and call it zip country here. So it's basically creating now the same kind of look and feel because I'm basically appending the first query with the second query. It has to be kind of same structure of all the different columns in the table. And same as last time, I'm going to change this type to currency. And I probably only need data here as well from 2014, so we don't need to get all the data in here. Sorry, not between, but after 12/31/2014. There you go. Now, when I load this thing, I'm going to choose close loader one more time. This time, I do not need to import this thing because I don't need this information in my data model yet because I'm going to append it to the other one. So again, I'm going to create only create connection, and that's it, nothing more, OK? And load this, and you'll see right now just a connection created for you. What I'm going to do is add this to my sales table. So I'm going to click on the sales table and choose edit. And then in the sales table, I can now choose append queries. It basically allow you to append additional queries to this particular result. Choose append queries, and I'm going to use query one as my result itself. And now I'm basically moving both my database query and my CSV query into one particular result. I can choose close and load, and then should load all the data. So if you guys can start looking at the next lab, which basically is the import of database and file stuff. That's basically what I did right now. Thank you, and please let me know if you have any questions or yes, okay. So I see a couple things. People get an error, like date can be parsed for the date connection. So it's important to use this filter row here, which basically is filtering the zip value. But remember, we are case sensitive, so it has to be a capital C and an IP to make this work. Okay. And if you don't do those things, you get a date cannot parse date. And all this means basically is when we import this CSV file, we have to take away all the rows that has the header rows, right? And this is the one way to do that quickly. And if you finish the database, what I'm looking for is just the next one is basically is the multiple files and merge queries as well then, which allows you to do that functionality. Yeah, please, yeah, sorry. Well, that one is basically is the CSV file you did already, right? I think you did that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I saw some people had this challenge as well. So if you don't see date filters for your date dimension and filter things out, check that your date type instead of date, not text. Okay. Okay, let's see if we can move on to the next lab here. The last thing we'll do for the Power Query stuff is a common thing. People have data, not only data in databases or in CSV file, they have an Excel file, right? So what I want to do now is basically import this particular Excel file into Power Query. You know, it's a typical example. You have a month across the columns, you have certain groupings for all different categories and so on. So I want to have this data into Excel so I can do pivot table on those things. Okay, so let's go in. So this is a report I'm going to import, okay? So let's close this Excel report and choose, I'm going to choose data, of course, again. And then use from workbook, the same report. And as we import those things, now in this case, we only have like just cell data. If it was tables, you would recognize tables as well, but in this case, it's just a sheet, which has all the data right now, right? It was kind of messy. We try to import those into Excel. So choose edit. And as you see, in this case, we have a lot of stuff to do in front of us. So the first thing is we want to remove these two first rows because it's just empty data from Excel. So I just choose remove rows, remove top rows. In this case, I'm going to remove the first two rows, right? So I did those things and choose OK. And now I have my kind of the first header row in my Excel file. The next thing I want to do is, what you kind of see happen automatically in your CSV file is we kind of create these headers for things. So in this case, our first row is basically the header of that column. So I can just choose use first row as headers. And I'll promote the first row as a header for each of the columns right now. So category, manufacturer, January, February, and so forth. There's a couple of things I don't need in this file. I don't need the column here. I don't need total because all those things are things you want to add in Excel afterwards. I just remove these columns here. And now we see we have some data for the months. We have the manufacturer data. We have the category. And we have some total stuff and empty areas. So the first thing you want to do is, if you think about this as a database, you want to have like a complete record for each row, right? So what I want to do now is I want to basically fill out these null values with the correct value of mix in this case. So I can change the category field. And in the transform field, there's something called fill. So fill can either fill up or down. Basically, fill will just fill all the empty cells in that thing. So I can just fill down now. And I'll create now a mix for all the different rows in that particular row set, right? And the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to remove this total and category stuff again as a header before, right? So I'll just go here. So before, I can just choose text filters. And I choose does not contain. And does not contain total. Sorry, spelled correctly here. And all I'm doing right now basically is taking away these category field here, right? Does not contain category. Again, it is case sensitive. And also spelled sensitive, I guess.
Or,
thank you very much. So if I did something wrong, I just want to go back, or I can change these settings right here in this gear tab here, right? There. There we go. So now we have, what did I do wrong?
Or does not.
Does, thank you very much. My gosh, you guys are better than me. As we end there, right there. There we go. Yep. That's correct. Yep. So I have all this data right now for the category, manufacturer, anything else. Now, as you probably know, in a database, you want to have kind of things like this is my month, this is my value for each month, right? But now this is typical how things look in Excel. I want to basically change these columns here into rows. So select all of them. And there's a function called unpivot, which basically move all these rows to columns and so forth. So click unpivot right now, it's just magical, that we now have a row per month, per value as well. I can change the value to it, change the title of the things to be month here in this case, and value to be sales, something like that, right? Sales. One thing, if you'll notice, you can actually go in and change the values here as well, so you know later on what we did there, basically. I filter rows for total here, right? Filtered. And you can change those things in a step, and it's just changed the heading, so it's afterwards, people using it, it's just easier to use, right? There we go. Rename columns, good. We can call this currency. Just right-click on it and change type to currency. And we close and load this to not connection, but to data model. And now I have the same kind of data from Excel, but of course I can go into my insert a pivot table and show the same thing in as a pivot table here, right? So now revenue and category, right? So I can see now the data from Excel. So that's basically a good way to get data from Excel into a kind of model that can model as well, that you can analyze as well. Now, one question that maybe is coming up for you guys is, hey, I'm adding, if I add months here, you will see this is April, August, December, January, which it's alphabetical sorter, right? So to do that, you know, because it's just text sorted, you have to basically sort by another column. That's something you do in the data column, data model afterwards, since this is not really a date per se, it's just a text. Alternatively, if you had actually the text of January 1st, February 1st, and so forth, it will automatically do a date. But right now, this is just a text, that's why it's sorted this way. Okay, so if you guys can go to the next slide, if you're not done already, that's the Excel file here, okay? Way down in the, there we go. And for these things, please start a new workbook, okay? So you don't need to have additional sales again and again and again. So please start a new workbook. Okay, how's that going, guys? Good? You're all done? Awesome. The best. There's a question that comes up sometimes with if I get those labs afterwards, and there is a location for it. I don't have it right now. That's a problem. So I'll, if you please, when you email me afterwards, I'll send you guys to this link for it, but I don't have it accessible right there. Okay, but I have a location for all the lab documents and for all the files and the import files as well. Then so. lbrenne@microsoft.com. So, yep, let's just see if I can get the. Can you switch to the screen? That will be here. So, my email address is right there. Awesome. Thanks, guys. Okay, so let's switch back up. Sorry, let me go to this thing here. Okay, so we talked a lot about getting data in right now. It's been in the gist of it. So now we're talking more about the data model. So the data model is the same data model you use both in Excel as well as Power BI. So the things you learn right now about Power Query works with both Power BI too. Same functionality, right? The data model is... it's the same in both Excel and Power BI. Now, you can create a data model in Excel and publish this to Power BI multiple ways. You can publish this as a model into Power BI Desktop and publish that way. Or you can publish from Excel into PowerBI.com and use as a report up there. Or you can publish the finished report you create right here and publish as a dashboard in Power BI as well. There's multiple ways of doing it. You cannot right now publish a Power Pivot model back into Excel. There's two different versions of that particular case. It only goes one way. But we just launched yesterday the ability to kind of connect that model into Power.com and then connect to that in Excel as well. It's a lot of roundabout, but anyway, the whole point is it's the same functionality around both those two data models. We, I've seen most of you guys use 2016, which is fantastic, but we added the data model in integrated into Excel in 2013. It was an add-in in 2010. And we did more functionality in 2016 as well then. So let's just go to the other screen, please. So this is a similar file you guys imported with more data. And before you ask me already, there's an error here. I know it. Don't worry about it. That's okay. Okay. Don't go there anymore, but that's basically it. So to access this data model, so you can see, of course, right now, but if I go into either Power Pivot to manage, or I can do data and choose manage data models, the same place. So in manage now, I can see this particular data. So this is all the data imported, right? This is the manufacturers I had. These are the products I had, locations, and sales data. And you see we have this additional one with, you know, SIP and SIP country and so on and so forth. So the one view of this data, of course, is I see each of the different queries I have. So query for manufacturing, products, location, and sales. These are things I added to my table. The biggest one being sales, about 1.7 million rows in this particular table, right? Now, what I want to do now is just look another view of this data model. It's just a diagram view. This diagram view basically tells you how things are connected together. So let's see if I can zoom this out a little bit. So we see we have a sales data, we have products data, and manufacturer. And you see that they have a connection between each other, right? So I can now, if I click on the connection here, you see that this sales data has a product ID, and the product ID is connected to the ProgID on the progs tables. This is kind of a one-to-many connection we have in the data model. You see this by the number one here, and going to many, which is the star down here, which you probably can see or not. Which basically means that, hey, you know what, for the progs dimension has a unique set of products, and of course, I sell multiple of those products in the sales table, right? That makes sense. And the same thing is a manufacturer goes to the product. So a manufacturer has multiple products. It goes one to many, right? And that means basically when I'm filtering the manufacturer table, I'm filtering the products table, which is filtering the sales table. Now, if you guys remember before, we had a SIP counter, which got a unique ID, right? And to create these connections to each other, we're just going to drag and drop these things together. And it will automatically understand where's the kind of the uniqueness of the table. Right now, I have now a unique connection between SIP country and country to kind of see my location data as well. That's another way of looking at data. Let's look at this thing one more time. So let's close this. Let's save it. I'm going to create a quick pivot table here. And then I'm going to say insert pivot table. And I want to look at sales, as before, which is my revenue sales. And I want to look at this by locations, which is country, right? So we have country, right, in this case. You can see things in Canada and the US. And for some reason, I didn't include Mexico in this case, but that's what we have right now. Now, if I want to have this for over dates, and I click my dates table, you will see that I get a lot of dates for all different years, right? Automatically happening for you. Sometimes you don't want to have that control, because what you're doing in 2016 is we basically created automatically a date dimension for you. So let's just undo here. And see the dates, and do under one more time, we don't want to have that functionality. Let's just go to data model again and create a date dimension. That's a new functionality in 2016, which basically allows you to have like one unique date table, just a progress dimension and a location dimension. And you can use that table later on if you want to have a date calculation as well then. So go to Power Pivot, go to Manage, and I go into my display here and choose date. Going to click to my design, and there's a date table here, and it's just new date table. That basically creates a date table, all the data you have in your transaction table. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, and then it stops working.
That's not so cool. anyway, look at the offers, okay? But yeah, so this we have right now is date table. And now if we go back to my diagram view, same thing before. I need to now basically make a link between the date table and my sales table, right? Right, correctly here, date and date. And same before, right? I have now a table which have dates. I can now use that date table to kind of slice and dice my date functionality. We also have here a date hierarchy. So it's automatically created a hierarchy of a year, month, and date column. I can remove things I want to have, but that basically allows you to drill down functionality in the Excel workbook output, right? So let's keep it as it is right now. And then if you guys can open up the HOL document, which basically called Excel data model. That's basically it. So we're not doing any specific thing with DAX right now. That's the language you use to create measures here. But this is just briefly how to use the data model here. Okay. So the lab is Intro DAX Excel data model. Just go through the thing. You can start that. And the file you're going to use for this particular session is called Data Import Completed. Data Import Completed. Okay, let's do the last part of this lab stuff. It's going to be actually analysis in Excel. So right now I have a finished report, right? And if you go to Power Pivot right now, I can see there is additional thing happening to this model here. I have my sales dimension, the calendar dimension as before. I also have a sales table which have now additional measures. Measures basically a calculation already in the model. There's a sales dimension for total revenue here, which basically says sum all the revenue. There's the last year revenue and growth from last year. So what we're going to do right now is just create a quick dashboard in Excel which creates uses data in Excel as well. So I close this file, and the first thing you're going to do is create a dashboard. You probably want to change the grid line, so just view and remove grid lines so it's nice and clean. And then I'm going to create a pivot chart for Venus data. So click pivot chart, And in 2013, we added the ability to have a single pivot chart. So before, it always looked at a pivot table, but now it's kind of a single pivot chart. So you can click pivot chart, and again, use this workbook data model. And what I'm looking for now is basically creating the sales across a period. So I'm going to choose my sales data, which was total revenue as well before. And then I want to do also look at the sales over a certain calendar. So I can add my date category for my axis. And you see now sales over the axis. Now, a couple of things is interesting right now. So one thing you can do is you can drill down and see kind of values for each month now, right? There's two ways to do those things. One is the plus minus sign, which I added in 2016, which basically gives you the ability to drill down to next level, see for each year. Or you can either just click on the thing. So if you want to see what happens in 2014, and just double click on 2014, and we'll see the month for 2014 as well. Additional way to do those things is I can click on a column. So right now I want to see, I'm going to select the column of 2014, and you see right now there is a, there should be a, you can see right here, there should be something called Quick Explorer. Come and see it anyway. Okay. What is happening here? That's impressive. Let's go back again. Wow. Okay. Okay, Quick Explorer, which I, for some reason, is not working. It was working like 10 minutes ago. Basically, allows you to explore down the different levels. So there you have the hierarchy for. I can now say, hey, I want to drill down to 2014, which I, of course, cannot do right now. Oh, there it goes. And say, hey, I want to drill down and see how sales is for different geographies. In second 2014, I can just choose my location and choose geo. And I will see now sales for 2014 across different areas as well. So this kind of new functionality, and that allows you to use that data dimension, or the data model in a rich way in pivot chart as well. And I can now drill down to USA and see sales in the USA across different states and so on and so forth. If I want to go up again, I can either just control C to get up to where before, or I can also do the same thing by drilling up as well. So if I drill down, I can just choose to drill up again as well. There you go. The other thing I want to show in the pivot table, of course, pivot chart is the way to format those things. You can have different styles. So let's just make it nice and black, and you can see this functionality. Now, in this case, I want to filter this down for a certain period. I want to filter by geography. And to do those things, I made a slicer. So slicers are a kind of on the chart filter. In this case, I want to choose my country. So I right click on country and choose add a slicer. And this creates a filter now for all different slicers. You can now see data for USA and Mexico and Germany as I go along, right? So it's going to interact the way to analyze data in Excel. The other thing I'm looking for is I want to see this data not only by country, but also want to see it by what's in my cells versus my competitor cells. So in this particular model, we have additional measures. Once we set basically our cells and vendor cells. So what I can do now is actually go into the pivot table. Let's go to the pivot table, pivot chart here. And I want to add something called manufacturer, which basically tells you what manufacturer is. So in this case, our check is, hey, is it internal or external? So this is one R sales. And I can again add a slicer. The slicers is added as a way to, with the default value, but you can change the value as well. So I can go to this slicer, right click on it, and choose slicer settings. This gives me, let's call it compete. And actually, don't remove there, but actually remove the display header. There we go. And now, of course, I can see now how many sales I have versus competitor if I want to. Or I can add that to my pivot chart as well. That's another way of looking at the same thing. And the last thing I want to add is the a chart that shows kind of year-over-year comparison. So let's add as well. have insert, pivot chart, and I have my another date, which basically is year over year comparison. So this is my growth from last year. And I want to have this all my date directory from before. And then we're going to see this over years. And then I'm going to add my time dimension here to slices as well. And so go time and choose slicers. And I can see now kind of growth per year for each of the month. It's busy here, so I can change this slicer a couple of things. I can choose here and choose hide values with no data. That means there's no data for the thing, and we'll make it smaller. And I also want to have this on the horizontal way, so I can choose options and choose columns. So I can have this multiple columns here and make it more horizontal as well. That's enough different ways of doing it. And now I can see data coming across different years. And last trick maybe is you see in certain case or thing here is that this is not filtered to the country here, right, yet? These are not together. So I want to put this connection up to the country and compete cells. So let's close this here. I just right click, click on this and choose analyze and choose filter connection. This lists all the slicers in this particular thing. This is fast right now, guys. And I'm going to choose these two filters here, and now we can see data per year, right? If you want to. And the last thing maybe is, sometimes you see this the text for the legend for axis is always going to be like on the zero axis. If you want to move those things down in Excel, you can click on it, choose format axis. And if you want to go all the way down to labels and choose low, and that basically means always be low no matter what. Close this now, and you can now see this going now, growth per year, and then see the right label come through as well. Okay, so the last lab is called Analyzing Data in Excel, and if you start those things, and you have about 10 minutes going now. Okay, guys, thank you for people who are still left. That's great, thank you, appreciate it. Just about out of time. If you have a question, please let me know. I talked to the schedule people. They said that the link to the file should be in the schedule tool coming up pretty soon. So there's a schedule tool you guys have. And that should be there as well. So, and if not, just email me with questions, OK? Thank you, guys. What's that? Yeah, and all the slides will be up on your schedule tool, I think, as well. So you should get those things. They haven't seen it yet? Okay. That's what they promised me, at least. So, okay. Anyway, thank you, guys. Hope for help.